This I Believe. William Scheider is a musician and musicologist. He is best known as the founder and director of the Bach Area Group, which has introduced to the public many of the little-known but extraordinarily beautiful works of Johann Sebastian Bach. The Area Group started as an informal weekly gathering of musicians at Mr. Scheider's home. It now includes some of the world's most distinguished soloists and has won wide popular and critical acclaim. Here are some of William Scheider's beliefs in the broader harmonies of human life.
If the sun and moon should doubt, they'd immediately go out. So said William Blake, the English poet. I well remember how puzzled this used to make me. I assumed that statements of doubts and beliefs should have the kind of formality and logic that one expects in church. But I soon enough noticed that when people were questioned about their beliefs, their replies bore no direct relation to their essential characters. Thereupon I decided that such verbal statements were largely irrelevant in judging anyone. On the other hand, the love of music, which has followed me since earliest childhood, has made me sensitive to values that cannot be expressed in language. When Bach set to music the words credo and unum deum, I believe in one God, he did not express a pious ideal or a devout or romantic aspiration. The here and now poured out of him. What inspired him was simply the basic material of his life. That, he recognized, was his belief, and that, I think, is any man's belief, if the word is to have any actual substance that can be grasped. By and large, I cannot tell you what I believe, and for that I am sorry, since most people know nothing about me. My life as a whole, all that which I am, that is what I believe. Not that my conscience rests easy with all my beliefs. I do not like my involvement with a sordidness and boredom that seems part of almost everyone's lot, as well as those unforeseen cruelties that spring out of even the most trivial incidents. Yet inasfar as these things are part of me, and they are, they claim a place in my present beliefs. In regard to them, I am ashamed and hope to do better. Yet I am sure this is what Blake had in mind in that curious epigram I quoted. He meant that belief is the very stuff of life itself, and that without it, death results. But I will mention something else, something to which I think I should aspire, since I am sure I have not attained it. I believe that I ought to love my enemies. By enemies, I mean those who I think have hurt or interfered with me in any way. I believe that all social life is a series of collisions of personalities. These bring in their wake collisions of ideas, of values, of beliefs. Personalities feel themselves endangered, and the instinct of self-preservation responds with hatred. Yet the power of love, by which life expresses its solidarity in the universe, must be able to transcend these problems, or society crumbles into anarchy. I believe that a democratic society must be ultimately founded on love for enemies, real and fancied enemies, who daily and inevitably trample our personalities and threaten to destroy our inmost beliefs, that is, our essential natures. I believe also that a love for enemies, as I conceive it, is impossible without that vague but deep thing which is usually called belief in God. Without this, it seems to me that the world would be nothing but a host of idiots, each screaming, I am right, you are wrong. Belief in an ultimate absolute makes love and tolerance possible in a group of creatures seeing through a glass darkly. Thus these two facets of my belief form the irreconcilable tensions of a paradox. My faith is both that which I am and that which I feel I ought to be. It represents the energy, sometimes more, sometimes less, with which I cling to life, but which also confers the apprehension of a higher and more perfect life. When I am at my best, I work on the problem of bringing this higher life to realization.
There the creed of William H. Scheider, founder and director of the Bach Area Group. He has taught music at Cornell University, as well as presenting it on the concert stage.